The smartphone, 1 in 10 Americans have admitted that, let me just put you in the situation. You and your significant other are consummating and then mating. And then this happens.
Eating.
Okay?
Breeding. Right?
And it's not yours, it's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Have they ever answered it?
No.
Kelly.
I haven't had sex since the smartphone
right.
was invented.
That's on Christmas reel right there.
That is true.
That's on Christmas
I believe
reel
it, yo.
There's such a sense of urgency. I don't know where we got to this point. Like if you're driving down the road and your cell phone rings in your purse, there's like this craving. It's almost like it takes over your body that you've got to get to that phone. What if it's
really?
Important?
Realistically,
yes.
though, what are the chances that phone's going to ring in that 2 minutes?
Right. Depends on how popular you are in that 2 minutes.
Honey, I have left my cell phone at home all day in a panic to get home and check it, to get home to find out.
Like,
nobody
but like,
called.
I've done it.
When I get a text message, you know how you can attach sounds to things?
Yeah.
My sound when I get a text message is this.
Ooh.
And,
wow.
And so if that happens, is it okay to check? Because then you're not...
Hopefully you're already making that sound.
You're not talking to somebody else. Is it wrong to reach over with the right hand over to the nightstand and just try to peep that message?
Yeah.
Yes, it's wrong.
While still
it probably is.
Keeping everything going?
But back in the day when I owned a limousine service, a phone call was money. So I don't care what I was doing.
I see.
And I mean what I was doing. I don't care.
But you were with a woman that was costing you money.
Yeah, see, she's getting paid too, so it's okay.
I'm picking up that phone.
She understands the job part.
And I'm like, I got to go, baby.
Well, there's a time to be connected and a time to unplug, but those lines are blurring for many Americans who are addicted to their smartphones. 10% of us have used our mobile device during bedtime activities.
Huh.
And the 2013 Mobile Consumer Habits Study reveals some fascinating habits about us and our smartphones. Three out of four of us say that our cell phone is within 5 feet of us at all times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's never more than 5 feet away. Now, I have used my smartphone during, you know...
Bathroom?
Mm-hmm. No, during.
Oh.
Good times,
yeah. But mostly it's to Google what to do next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say taking selfies.
No, like I just did this.
It didn't work.
I'll just Google it. This doesn't seem to be working.
She's laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
What should I do now?
I think she fell asleep. Now what?